welcome to the Door of Life Church podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world and believers, to teach them how to walk in victory, and to help them find and fulfill God's plan for their life. If you have any comments about today's podcast, please contact us through our website at dooroflife.org. Door of Life Church, where faith meets real life.
I just have to pray really quick. Father God, you know me, and you know how when I get passionate, how easily I can get out ahead of you. I want to jump out of my skin right now. Just keep me in my skin, Father God, and just help me to be your vessel, to not get in the way of where you're going with this morning, because it already started. That worship was incredible this morning, and we're just going to keep it going. Holy Spirit, I feel your presence here. Have your way. Continue to have your way in this place this morning. Thank you, Father. And Lord, I just pray for those that are joining us online this morning. Holy Spirit, flood their dwelling, wherever they are. Flood them. We are going to have really a rock and roll time this morning. I'm so thankful. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. When Pastor Ed asked me to minister the word this morning, almost immediately the Lord gave me a word. And I have a word for all of you this morning, and it's very simple, but it is so powerful, and right now I'm shaking that I get to say this to you. And this is what he is saying to all of us. For I am ready to perform my word. Amen. Amen. And he followed that up with saying, it is time. So just as Jody prayed over the nation this morning, it definitely is about that, but this is going to be more of a personal one-on-one with how he is ready to perform his word in each of our lives this morning. So as you're sitting here this morning, get in tune with maybe a prophetic word that's been spoken over you, maybe a promise that you have felt the Lord giving you, maybe just words that you have just felt like, could it be? Is that what you have for me, Lord? And maybe it's been years in the making, and maybe you've just been hearing it lately. But we're entering into a new era. And just really this morning, I'm so grateful for those that are here and for those that are online. But can you just kind of get into your secret place right now where the Lord can just speak to your heart, okay? So in any way that you can just get rid of any distractions right now and kind of just hunker down with the Lord, please do so. He definitely has a beautiful word and encouragement for you this morning. And again, oh, I'm so excited. Okay. Okay. I should probably, I always forget about this. So, for I am ready to perform my word. It is time. Okay? And that word literally comes out of Jeremiah 1:12. Okay. The New Living Translation puts it this way: I am watching, and I will certainly carry out all my plans. Okay? So get excited. All right, and I hope this isn't too small of wording. Thank you, Chelsea, for doing my PowerPoint for me. And yes, I forgot. Hi, Seth and Sophie. I was supposed to say hi to you. They're at home watching Nana this morning. So anyway, these are the verses that the Lord gave me in conjunction with that word out of Jeremiah 1:12. So shall my words be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Romans 4:21. This is about Paul talking about Abraham, when Abraham is being told he's going to be the father of many nations and there's no children in sight, okay? He, meaning Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Ezekiel 12:28, none of my words will be postponed anymore. Let me say that again. None of my words will be postponed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. Amen. Okay, now, it did not escape me that Jeremiah 1:12, Ezekiel 12:28, those words were spoken in a time of God's judgment. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, we're in a time of God's judgment. And hear me out on this, okay? It's not a time of God's wrath. It's a time of God's judgment, okay? Because we're living in a sobering time, but not a scary time, okay? His judgment, in my words, is not about creaming us. It's not about annihilating us. It's about rescuing us, okay? It's not to harm us. His judgment is to set us free, okay? His judgment is to cleanse us. His judgment is to cause us to return to him, okay? And it's to cause us to return to his original intent for you, for me, for our families, for the church, for our nation, for our world, okay? Judgment truly is rescue. It is simply God saying, we're not doing this anymore. We're done. We're done with this. Whether you're looking inward or you're looking outward at the nation, we're not doing this anymore. Done, okay? And honestly, God downloaded this word into me before Pastor Ed did his recent series, which was New Creation Thinking, and he just finished it up last week. And I thought, man, this is exciting because this just kind of picks up where he left off last week. Because here's God's reminder to all of us. We are a new creation, okay? The old has passed away. We don't have to carry that garbage with us anymore, okay? So basically he's saying, no more junk. It is time to fulfill the plans and purposes I have for you, okay? No more detours, no more ditches, all right? And what's interesting is, as you read Ezekiel 12:28, and again, I'm telling you that this is being in a time of judgment being spoken. None of my words will be postponed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done. If you go back a chapter, in Ezekiel 11:19-20, he says this, then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is it, troops. You've been hearing, if you've been listening to ministries out and about at all, you've been hearing, you're hearing things like that he's doing a new thing. We're entering a new era, okay? We're about to enter a new era, right? Oh, we're not about to, we're here, okay? We're claiming that today. We're in a new era, all right? The Lord says, I don't think I put that up there, maybe I did. The Lord says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? We're going to know it today. If you don't know it already, this is what we're going to be talking about this morning, okay? I have a couple things to share with you that I find so exciting. So I do try to keep my finger on the pulse of the nation. I certainly don't do it through mainstream media. I do it through ministries that I respect, that I can just receive from their preaching, their teaching, the prophetic word. I'm just going to tell you right now, there's so much gorgeous stuff going on in this country that it's so exciting. So that's why I can honestly say to you that the era is already here, okay? If you have been listening to any interviews from Mario Murillo, for instance, okay? He's an evangelist but has been an evangelist for decades going back to the Jesus movement, okay? He is having tent meetings in the state of California right now. And as many of you know, we have a daughter that lives in California. So you can imagine that state is on our radar. And its spiritual health is on our radar. And it has been sick, okay? Oh, but God. So the tent meetings are taking place. And he himself, he just can't hardly get out what is going on. He said it is nothing like he has ever witnessed, been a part of, and he's been evangelist for decades, okay? He talked about one tent meeting where he wanted to, preach the gospel, and we're talking a tent that is full of people, and he's already now had to acquire a new tent 2.5 times the size of what he had. Gee, does this kind of sound like, good stuff from the old days? Okay, he said that at one of the tent meetings, he's trying to get out the gospel message, but he said there's just like, as he called it, a moaning out in the audience. He said he felt that he needed to give them release, that they could just run forward and receive Jesus. So this is happening without even people necessarily hearing a full-blown gospel message. Amen. This is Holy Spirit stuff happening inside. And he is setting the stage, and it is good. It is good. It is good. One more thing about Mario Murillo. I know that he is planning a pastor's gathering for the state of California because, of course, as we know, there's just been some states that have been really under more persecution than others, and just under just oppression from the shutdown. And California is one of them. And so he is having a gathering, and it's called March 4th on March 4th, for pastors. Okay, now where I left off with him like 2 weeks ago, there were 575 pastors signed up for this gathering to just, you know what, get the momentum to go forward and spread the gospel throughout their state. That's exciting, okay? Amen. And you think it's in California? Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. So, one more thing I want to share, and that is we tend to keep a finger on the pulse of Gateway Church, which is a mega church in Dallas, simply because they're the umbrella church for the Bible college that I attended. Last Sunday, they announced, you know, they have different church campuses around, but they have really taken come to the forefront with prison church campuses. Now, let me clarify. We're talking church campuses. We're not talking a live stream coming in and, you know, inmates gathered just to listen. No, the inmates are taking full control of the church campus. They are doing the worship. They are doing all the details of having church. And of course, though, it is live streamed in, right? Well, Pastor Robert Morris just announced last Sunday, as of right now, they have 150, okay? As of April 1st, they are going to have 450 church campuses in prisons across 45 states. Woohoo! Okay. So, that being said, I also heard Kenneth Copeland, his prophecy for this year is this. This is the year of the local church. The glory is going to fall on the local church. Okay, this is... I get excited. Okay. So I declare and decree right now, the glory is going to fall on Door of Life Christian Church. Yeah, amen. Soon. Yay, this is. It. You know what? It already is. It is. It is. We're moving forward. Okay. Deep breath. Deep breath. Okay. It is time. It is time. Okay. Dutch Sheets, one of his recent things that he said, and I quote him, "We are moving into a great season of revival. This will include millions of people coming to Christ, great signs and wonders, and the transformation of many nations. The time for this to occur has arrived. Prepare." Okay. You hear that word prepare, and that begs the question, okay, so how do we prepare? Prepare, okay? Okay, God has told us this morning he's ready to perform his word. What is our role in that? What is our role in that? Well, immediately, what I felt downloaded into me is to remind us all that it is for God to perform and not for us. Okay, we're not performance-based. We're not works-based. We're God-based, okay? So I think where I'm going with this morning, where the Holy Spirit is going this morning, is just really thinking about it. Just a greater question would maybe be this. How do we create the environment to receive and obey, to yield and surrender and welcome in the Holy Spirit? That's where we're going this morning, okay? So, but first, let's just get something simple out of the way here. What is revival? What does that even mean, okay? Well, guess where I went? I went to the internet. Of course, you know they always are right, so... Here's some ideas from the internet, okay? When you plug in the word Christian revival. Revival is where Christians are lifted out of spiritual indifference and worldliness into conviction of sin, earnest desires for more of Christ and his word, boldness and witness, purity of life, lots of conversions, joyful worship, renewed commitment to missions. Another one was renewed passion for God and devotion to him. Another, restoration of ailing Christians to vigorous spiritual health. One more, a spiritual reawakening from a state of dormancy or stagnation in the life of a believer. And honestly, okay, I do have a final one, and this is my favorite. Revival is a return. It's a recall or recovery to life from death or apparent death. Mm-hmm. Now, as a charismatic church, oh, we know it's an extraordinary movement of the Holy Spirit, right? So the gifts of the Spirit are unleashed, unhindered, and yielded to. And really, you're going to hear me say this a lot this morning. It is about yielding. It is about surrendering, okay? It is a time of expectation, anticipation, and participation in the things of God, okay? So we're going, and I'm really letting, there's going to be a lot of scripture this morning because I'm letting God speak for himself through his word, okay? And many of you are going to recognize that this originally was in Joel 2, okay? So in Acts 2, 17 through 18, Peter is simply telling the prophecy of Joel to the people on the day of Pentecost. And it simply says this, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in these days, and they shall prophesy." And then a little later, Peter goes on to add, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's here. It's here. It's time for the major outpouring of his spirit. So again, I'm going to ask another question, though, as I did to the Lord. Lord, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that look like for me and for each one of you? And this is what I felt him speak to my spirit. This is about taking ownership of your own personal revival with Jesus. This is where revival starts, with each one of us personally, one-on-one with the Lord. That's what the Lord builds on, okay? So again, it is not for us to perform, but it is for us to yield, to obey, to surrender to him, that he may perform his word in and through us, okay? This is about returning to our first love. It's about allowing God to perform his word again, allowing his destiny for our lives to be fulfilled, okay? So in light of that, it is time to examine our hearts. I feel like I should have said, "and as the world turns." But anyway, somehow that just came to mind. Sorry, here I need to readjust. But here's the beautiful verse that the Lord gave me, and this one's out of the Passion Translation. "God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. Examine me through and through. Find out everything that may be hidden within me. Put me to the test and sift through all my anxious cares. See if there is any path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious, everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you." It's so beautiful. I also included these two, Psalm 33:15. "He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their work." This is that one-on-one. This is about you and him getting in that secret place, okay? Letting him fashion your heart. Again, not based on you, based on him, all right? And again, one more, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And that's why you want your heart wide open to Jesus, okay? Because this is not about giving the accuser of the brethren the opportunity to condemn us, okay? As you're going through this with the Lord, you hear condemnation, you say no in the name of Jesus. That is not from God, okay? If there's correction to be made, it will be gentle. And you will want to correct because you feel the love that is surrounded that correction, okay? Again, remembering that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit, okay? So we want to surrender. We want to yield completely to the Holy Spirit for him to rule and reign in our hearts, to allow him to work in and through us, for him to have solid and complete lordship in our lives. Because guess what? The Holy Spirit, he will not share us with darkness. He will not share us with addictions. Amen. He will not share us with distractions. Okay? It is about loosing from our soul that which is not from Jesus and binding to our souls that which is from Jesus. Okay? So, status quo, done. Done. Okay? Mediocrity, done. God is done with it. Okay? He is saying, seek my best for you. I want you to walk out what I have planned for you because it's good. It's good. Okay? There is just one more verse then that I want to share from the screen, and that is, beloved ones, with promises like these, and because of our deepest respect and worship of God, we must remove everything from our lives that contaminates body and spirit and continue to complete the development of holiness within us. Amen. That's in 2 Chronicles 7:1. And again, I hope I'm not bouncing around too much here. It's about taking captive every thought and making it obedient unto God. It's about tearing down strongholds because we serve and love a loving heavenly Father who is holy and is worthy of our praise. Okay, so as it is time to examine our heart, it is also time to seek God's heart. God's heart with every fiber of our being. All right? So this is the verse that he gave me, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That's power. Okay? Amen. So, that passage right there, we could spend hours on because there's just so much good stuff in there. But I specifically underlined a phrase because this is where the Holy Spirit's wanting us to go this morning, okay? Focusing on spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him so that we're preparing, we're creating this environment, okay? So first of all, we're going to look at the word wisdom. Proverbs 4:5 says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Okay. I think we all know this, but where do we find his wisdom? All right, it's here, right? It's in his word. It's in his word. But in conjunction with his word, we need the revelation of his word, right? They need to go hand in hand. And I can tell you this from a personal experience. When I was in my early 20s, I had a coworker who was in college, and her boyfriend was in college, and I was not walking. Okay, I'm finding that I'm about ready to fall off here again. He had to read the Bible because it was a classic. It was a classic. And from his purely intellectual pursuit of reading the classic, nothing. There just was nothing that reached him. Now, I'm thinking there were some seeds planted, and who knows where he's at now, but, you know, you can't. Okay, but my point here is we need both, okay? We need both. This isn't a history book. This isn't about some ancient thoughts of what was. This is, and I think we will know this verse very well, but his word, it was there. For the word of God is living and active and full of power. The Amplified just gives that little bit of extra oomph here, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, which is the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. There's our heart again. All right. See, the cool part of it is, and I know that we have some authors. I know that we're getting to know Sue and Jeff, and Sue is an author. Judy Ducharme is an author. And I have been to, with Judy, what did I say? And hello, when are you having a book discussion on your books? You are right. And my grandchildren have everyone, as well as all my nieces and nephews. So, but here's the deal. I've actually sat in on one of Judy Ducharme's book discussions, and it's so fun to see people sitting there and just asking her questions about her books. They want the inside scoop. You know, what were you thinking? Where are we going with all of this? Well, guess what? We get to do that here, too. We get to do this with the author, okay? This is God-breathed, Holy Spirit-inspired, but then we get the Holy Spirit, okay? We get the inside scoop. All right? So this is about the Holy Spirit being able to reveal God's wisdom, his promises for our situation, for our time, for the days we're living in. And it is also a revealer of what is to come. Did you know that about a third of the Bible is prophetic? Okay, some of it's been fulfilled. We've seen that. The birth, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, but there's much more to come, and we get to read about it in his word. And spoiler alert, we know how it all ends. We win, right? We win. We win. In Jesus, we win. All right. So, wisdom and revelation. And I just have to laugh because the Lord, you know, you just have that little personal, whatever, inside joke with the Lord, whatever. And I just felt him just kind of smiling and, you know, kind of Carla. Revelation. Well, Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I'll answer you. Okay. I'll tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Okay. But then goes on. 1 Corinthians. This is just a beautiful passage. And there's one on the next screen too, out of the Passion Translation. I'm actually going to try and read this slow, even though I'm still trying to jump out of my skin. Because it's so good. Just drink it in. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and the deepest mysteries, his deepest mysteries, through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. Goes on a couple verses later in that same chapter. Here's, oh, this is so good. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, we received the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit, and not with words taught by human wisdom. So we join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words. And someone living on an entirely human level, which my former co-worker's boyfriend was at the time he read it, rejects the revelation of God's Spirit, for they are no sense to him. He can't understand the revelation of the Spirit because they're only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. That says it all. We don't even have to keep, but we'll just keep going. Knowledge, wisdom, and revelation in the knowledge of him. Oh, and I loved the song we sang this morning. Okay, Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's what's happening right now. Okay, it's spreading. Okay, it's going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, okay? But we also have to acknowledge these verses. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Isaiah 5:13, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. okay, here's where we have to acknowledge that what you don't know can hurt you, okay? Because here's why. The devil, he's defeated. He only has as much power as we give him. And guess what? He doesn't have to work very hard. We do all the dirty work for him, sad to say. All right? I don't know if you ever played that game when you were a child where you sat in a circle and, you know, if I was the one starting, I would tell a little narrative, whatever it was, to the next person, and then they had to, you know, share it to the next person and to the next person. And by the time it came around, you're like, what was that? What was that? That wasn't even anything close to what I said. Okay? That's how Satan works. All he's got to do is drop a lie, drop a thought in. All you got to do is watch the mainstream media right now. Okay? They get a little drop and poof, they are off running, okay? It doesn't look anything like it was supposed to look like. We'll leave that as that. Okay, we won't even go there. All right. So as you can see, the devil doesn't want you to read the word, okay? He doesn't want you to know God's wisdom. He doesn't want you to know the promises. It's why he doesn't want you to hear from the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want you to get any revelation. Because he doesn't want you to know the authority you have in Jesus. He doesn't want you to know the truth that sets us free. You see, through wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, we come into agreement with God and not the devil. Okay? The devil is real. Do we have to give him a lot of time? No. But we also need to know that his sole mission is to separate us from God and to kill, steal, and destroy. Nothing to be afraid of. We just need to come under the wings of our Heavenly Father. Okay? One more verse along those lines. This is the Lord wanting to do this for us. I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way. I will lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've never been before. And guess what? This is what we're entering right now. This is why it's so important. We are entering into unprecedented times, okay? We can look on old revivals. We can look on how Christians used to do it. You know what? That's all good, but God's building on that, okay? He's building on that. That's why we're seeing new stuff, okay? So, and I like the New King James Version. It says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. There's a visual for yourself, right? Okay, I don't want to be like that with the Lord. He's just saying, just come with me. Just come with me. All right. It is time to do the greater works. Amen. All right. Amen. Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So, of course, I'm contemplating the works of Jesus, okay? We all have ideas, and we all read it in the Word, right? But there is a passage, and I probably say this all the time. Here's my favorite passage. Here's one of my favorite passages. You know what? The Word. Wow. Good. But in Luke 7, I love this passage because this is where John the Baptist sends two of his disciples to Jesus to ask him simply this. Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And it was in that time that those disciples of John's are with Jesus that Jesus cured many of infirmities, afflictions, evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. And it was then that Jesus looked at those two disciples and said this, and I get goosebumps every time I read this passage. Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard. That the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we're called to the greater works. We're called to do that. That's what it says, right? Okay? That it says that you're going to do these same works. How do we do that? Well, again, it's not performance-based. It's God-based, okay? John 14:16 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." You see, it is not by our might. It is not by our power. It is by his Spirit. Again, it's not based on performance, not ours. It's based on his. All right. It is time. Salvations, miracles, healings, signs, wonders. As God put this before me, what came to mind immediately was, I don't know if any, I know some of you have watched the Finger of God series, and that was out a few years ago. And they were showing just, you know, they're going into these third world countries. They're just going into these places that, I just want to make sure I'm on task here. So many things are happening. So many miracles, you know, healing, signs, wonders. And whoever was being interviewed at the time about this, they simply asked the question, you know, we hear about this so much in the third world countries. We hear about this really different places of the world. We don't hear about this so much in the USA. Why? And his answer is something I will never forget. He said, because the United States is not desperate enough. We're not desperate enough. You see, in some of these parts of the world, if they don't ask Jesus for food, they'll starve to death. If they don't ask Jesus for a healing, they will die because there are no doctors. Okay, they don't have the things that we have to rely on. I mean, I've talked with Heidi about the miracle of our food pantry. Okay, that's a miracle. Okay, that thing is always full to overflowing and flowing in other buildings. And it's amazing. There are some countries that don't have this. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. I always think about Heidi Baker talking about, you know, she's feeding all the orphans, and it's just like they just keep serving out of the pot. And that pot, even though it only might be a certain size, that food doesn't run out until the last child is fed. Okay? That's it. But why do I bring this up now? After what we've been through, no comparison, okay, to what people are going through around the world in certain places, but we're coming off of a pandemic. We're coming off of unprecedented times in our nation, okay? We are seeing the fallout of the shutdown and the fear that has been so wrapped around this pandemic, our elections, everything. I think maybe we're desperate enough. Maybe that's why we're open. There's hopelessness that they know the only hope is Jesus. And maybe that's why people are running down to receive Jesus in the tent meetings. There's a change in the atmosphere. And all I can say is, I want in on it. I want in on it. Amen. Amen. Again, I'm going to say it again. It's not based on our performance, but we just have to be willing vessels. Trust Jesus, okay? I didn't put this up on the board, but I love this. This comes out of the Message. Matthew 16, verses 24 and 25. And in the Message, it's put this way. Jesus told his disciples, who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Self-help is no help at all. And to me, to know that is a gift. I don't need to figure it out on my own. Okay? The next one is, it is time to loose and bind. Okay? And this is where we're going this morning. I want to just preface this by saying, going back to Ezekiel 11, Jesus is saying, no more hearts of stone. Okay, not even any gravelly parts. Is that a word, gravelly? I don't even know. But anyway, I just made up one if it didn't. No more gravelly parts. No more stony bits. No more residue. No more lukewarm. In Revelation, God says, I'd rather have you hot or cold. The lukewarm, spitting out. Okay, he can work with cold. And he loves hot. But the lukewarm, blah. Okay? no more being on the fence. It's no more infants being tossed and fro. It's time to live as a new creation. Remember, that's who we are. The old has passed away. We don't need to keep dragging it with us. And we don't need to keep the lies of the devil wrapped around us. We can say no in the name of Jesus. Done with that in the name of Jesus. Okay? This is a beautiful one, too. Okay, just another one. Just another one of my favorites. This is what the devil doesn't want you to know. He, meaning Jesus, canceled out every legal violation we had on our record and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all, our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there, and it is a public display of cancellation. Keep that word cancellation in mind. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon, and all their spiritual authority and their power to accuse us. Heard of cancel culture lately? We got our own cancel culture. We're going to cancel out the devil. You are canceled, devil, in the name of Jesus, okay? This is a good cancel culture we want to participate in, okay? We're going to cancel some things this morning, okay? We're going to cancel some things this morning. So right now, in your secret place time, Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. What gets to go with us and what needs to be left behind in this new era? What do we need to loose from our souls and what do we need to bind to our souls? Because you see, he says that if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And that's what I'm declaring over us this morning, okay? So we're going to do this on purpose, all right? I follow quite a bit, and those that I've tested the spirits, those that I can receive from, and one of my favorite prophets / teachers, I saw her lead her audience in a prayer of loosing and binding, and she's based it purely on Matthew 18:18. I think I put it up there. Yes. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We're going to do that right now. Okay. Now, I'm going to be speaking through a lot of things. I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Some may apply to you, some may not. Okay. This is between you and Jesus. Okay. It's time to get rid of the junk. It's time to loose. So I'm just going to ask you to get in that secret place right now. Okay, whether you need to bow your heads, close your eyes, whatever you need to do. All right? And I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, as your child and as a believer in Jesus Christ, I choose as an act of my will to loose from my soul all fear, all hate, all anger, all negativity, any deceit, all divisiveness, all addictions, to a drug, to alcohol, to food, to people pleasing. I choose to loose from my soul all profanity, all confusion, all unforgiveness, all misunderstanding, all offense, all harsh words that were spoken to me and that I have spoken to others. I loose from my soul all oppression, all depression, all suicidal thoughts. I loose all trauma, all violence, whether I saw it,
or
I experienced it.
I loose from my soul
any spirit of infirmity,
all sickness,
all disease,
all medical conditions of any kind.
They have no place in me.
I loose from my soul
any poverty mentality,
any hoarding mentality,
any self-pity,
any poor me attitude,
any victim complex mentality.
I loose them from my soul in Jesus'
name.
I thank you, Father,
that your Son
is the restorer
of my soul.
We're going to keep going a little bit further as God leads here.
I loose from my soul
or pornography,
all and any sexual sin.
I loose from my soul
all witchcraft.
I loose from my soul
all control from Satan,
from things in the past that I was part of,
whether wittingly
or unwittingly.
I loose it all from my soul
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I thank you,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
that it is gone
like it was never there.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Whew. Okay, we're not done yet. We got to bind some things to our soul now, okay?
We're going to bind. It's good. It's good.
Okay, here we go. Back in your secret place.
Father,
I choose
as an act of my will
to bind my soul
to your
life,
your love,
your presence,
your joy,
your excitement,
your creativity,
your expectation for my life.
I bind your plans for my life,
my destiny,
I bind them to my soul.
I bind you,
your Son, dear Jesus.
Holy Spirit,
to my soul,
that I will hear you,
that I will obey you,
that I will love you more.
I bind your love
for others
to my soul.
I bind bravery to witness
with truth
in power and demonstration.
To my soul.
I bind your will,
your way,
to my soul,
that no one can take it from me.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for loving us.
Amen.
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 You are loosed. You are loosed. You are loosed. It's done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. No more hold on you.
As I was writing that, I walked away. I'm going to give God all the glory for this because I have to, because it was purely him. But I came in, and I had this old devotional that I'm done reading, and it was open to this page. Okay, and here's the time to read it. And this is just... receive this. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, is saying to you right now. The title of it is, Be Free. Be free. I am the one who has set you free. Be free to walk in the higher place before my throne. Be free to live in my spirit as my fruit-bearing child. Everything that could hold you back is now broken from your life. Be free, child, be free. I have opened the door of freedom before you. Go forth into the glorious wonder of your future. The freedom I give you is to experience my presence and my power. You are no longer just a servant to a master, but a child of the exalted God. Taste the freedom of my spirit, and you will never turn back again to that which is dead and barren. The lies that have held you down will be seen for what they are, merely the accusations of the enemy. Today, you will begin to understand the freedom I have given you to walk with omnipotence at your side, for I go with you even until the end of the ages. This freedom comes by my spirit and is enjoyed by those who are filled with my spirit. Receive the fullness from your Father, and you will bring glory to me. Come and drink. Come and drink deeper of the fullness. Leave your limitations and all that belongs to the old way of thinking behind you. Drink, drink, drink. My spirit is the spirit of love and liberty. As you come out of the shadows and into my life, you will know the truth. And this truth embraced will set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. All glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, this is so exciting. It's so exciting. It's just so exciting. So we get to this now. It's time to worship, you know, even though we already did, but we just are in our spirits right now, aren't we? We're just worshiping. We're just worshiping because we're free. 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 John 4:23 says this, but the hour is coming and is now here, when the worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Remember, we pushed out the junk. It's done. We're not talking from that place anymore. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. And that is you, and that is me. Okay? So I'm actually getting ready to close here. I really prayed for timing this morning. I know we were heading out. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're doing it. Okay. I have this to say in closing. His glory is going to fall on Dwarf Life Church in 2021 as it never has before, okay? Because again, we've been building, we've been building, we've been building. In the coming weeks, I know we're eventually gonna get to meeting completely in person. And it's been almost a year now. It's almost a year that we've been able to come together fully and completely as a family, and of course, welcoming in. You walk through those doors, you're family, okay? I don't care if you've been here once or if you've been here for years, you're family, okay? That's how the family of God works. It's good. It's all inclusive. So, but I'm going to say this, and I have not talked to Pastor Ed about this. I just know, and I have a feeling he knows too, that when we do meet as a full church, it's not going to be the status quo. It's not going to be what once was. God is doing something new. He's doing something new. So as you step forth, and I mean, praise God, we're still able to meet as observers and still online, wherever you are, online. I know I said that if you walk through that door, your family. If you're tuning in right now, your family. Okay, that includes the online group, okay? You are part of the family of God, all right? Whether you attend this church or not, you are part of the family of God because we're part of the church, right? Yeah. So praise God. So you see, the reason that it's not going to be status quo when we come together again is because we've officially said it. The old has passed away. All things have become new. He says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? He's saying, come up higher. You're not where you were in March of 2020. Expect the unexpected. Amen. Be ready. It's exciting. We're living in exciting times. Oh, I know if you look out right now, you're seeing darkness, okay? But you know what? When I look out, I see the light of Jesus. Because the darkness cannot overcome his light, right? Okay, so one last verse, and then I'm truly done. Oops, I went back. Oh, I shouldn't have shown that yet. All right, it's there. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 2. It is our time to arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, over Door of Life Church, and his glory will arise over you, each one of us individually, and over our church. And his glory will be seen upon you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive that this morning. For he is ready to perform his word. It is time. Hallelujah. All glory to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God is good. God is good. Father, thank you. I need to get on my knees, and I just need to say thank you, Lord. Oh, whoops, maybe not over there. I just want to bawl my eyes out right now because, Lord, your presence here is so real. It's so real. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, the plans and purposes you have for us are beautiful. They are amazing. They're to bless us. They're not to harm us. They're to give us hope and a future that is solidly in you. All you're calling us to do is to loose that which is not from you, to not walk out that path of darkness anymore, not even glimpses of darkness. It is to walk out our path solidly in your light, to drink in your light. No more shame, no more guilt, no more living in the past. The past is done. The past is done. We are new creatures. We are new creations in you. And it is solidly, solidly in your glory. It is all for your glory. But your love, we receive it. And I speak it over every single person here, that no matter where any of us are at, it doesn't matter where we're at, we are loved. We are your creatures. We are your created beings, meant to have a life with you, not only for eternity, but for here on earth. You want to live out this life here on earth with us, not in junk, because the junk isn't from you. You want us to live out this life in you, in freedom. And Father God, we receive that. We receive that. And I thank you for what you have stirred up in us. I'm grateful. I pray this in the name of Jesus.